Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcasting, or maybe you're watching via Twitch or YouTube, however you're joining me today. I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. Even if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Sunny out here right now where I'm at. It's freezing, though. When I say freezing, I mean 50 degrees. I'm not ready for this. Don't like this. But it could be worse. Somebody out there is probably literally freezing right now where it's 32 degrees. International Falls, Minnesota, or something like that. I don't know how you do it, folks. I really don't. I don't know how I do this show without Brian here. Oh, wait. Yes, I do. Filthy Tom Lawler will be joining me today. A lot to get into. Brian's not here. He will not be here tomorrow either. I don't know where he is, and it doesn't really matter. The only thing I know is he will be back for Fun Friday. That's what he is promising, at least. But he won't get a chance to talk about it. His favorite show of all time, NXT, won't get a chance to talk about Dynamite, which has got a ton of stuff already announced for tonight. Tom and I will take you through that card, plus NXT from last night, and a whole lot of other stuff as well. We have a new match for Josh Barnett's Bloodsport with another NXT participant who's actually involved in some things in her personal life right now, at least when it comes to her personal life on NXT. So hopefully this person, who I will reveal here in a little bit, will be able to set all of their drama to the side, because they will be facing off in fisticuffs when it comes to Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. Liv Morgan is looking to expand her horizons more in the acting world. We'll tell you about that. As well as Matt Riddle, who does not believe that he will be Goldberg's final opponent. You don't say. Tom and I will get this thing started when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Thank you. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturday starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and Andrew Zarian joins you beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on X and Facebook. Every single day of the year, everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review podcast like Wrestling Observer Radio, which will be back sometime very late tonight slash early tomorrow morning. Dave and Brian talking about everything going on AEW Dynamite tonight and everything else around the world of wrestling. You can become a member of WrestlingObserver.com very easily. I'll tell you how you can do that later on in the show, or just head on over to WrestlingObserver.com. You get to hear Filthy Four Daily shows that way with my friend Filthy Tom Lawler. Now, Tom, should we begin this show talking about your adventures from over the weekend, including most specifically in Lowell, Massachusetts on Fighting Spirit Unleashed?
No, we should probably just pass over it.
Fair enough. But, yes?
But now that you bring it up, sure, we could talk about that show if you'd like. Because it is also a bit topical. Because today, just today, WWE NXT announced that they will be running that very same arena, the Lowell Memorial Auditorium, next month, I believe on December 13th, 12th?
17th, I believe it is.
17th. I'm doing this off the top of my head. So, but yes, I took place in a 2 out of 3 falls match this past weekend in Lowell, Mass. For New Japan Pro Wrestling at the Fighting Spirit Unleashed show. And unfortunately, once again, my prophecy came true. I had said for years and years that the West Coast Wrecking Crew are one of the best teams in professional wrestling. And, well, they showed it because they once again defeated myself and Fred Rosser in a bloody, bloody heated affair. But we move on. And I moved on the next day to the MLW show, the Lucha Apocalypto show in Chicago. Another in a long line, I believe the entire year has been a show of sellouts for MLW. And I was on the stick with Joe Dombrowski. And it was a great night of Lucha Libre-themed action. Mystico defended his MLW World Middleweight title in the main event. And you can check that out on YouTube for free. And you can also watch the Fighting Spirit Unleashed show on New Japan World for no extra cost if you are a subscriber.
Now, how do you say filthy in Spanish? Because I was really hoping that you would not reveal your presence there and you would leave the mask on for the entire show as, like, you know, El Filthy or something like that.
Well, actually, Mike, there was a time, a long time ago, when I was a professional mixed martial artist. And
no.
I would travel.
You?
Yes. Yeah, me. Huh. Filthy Tom Waller. I would travel around the world learning new ways to enter the octagon and do weigh-ins, but also honing my skills. And one of those times I found myself in Havana, Cuba, of all places, training boxing for a month. And while I was there, somebody recognized me and they said, El Cochino.
El Cochino?
Which translates to the pig. So.
Wait, I just did the Google translation here. Asqueroso?
Yes.
Asqueroso? El Asqueroso? But they called you the pig?
I believe El Cochino has a better ring to it, and in many ways is very, very fitting.
But. Now, how was that experience like in Cuba? I mean, what year was that? Do you can you remember off the top of your head?
I believe
2010. Because all I can picture is, no matter what it is, whether it's 1979 or whether it's yesterday, I could just picture this boxing gym with nothing but pictures of Teofilo Stevenson, like, around everywhere saying, "Our hero."
No, you know where it was? It was at one of those very famous, in pictures and video, outdoor boxing gyms.
At Guantanamo Bay?
No, not Guantanamo Bay, you fool. Hey, speaking of boxing, we have a huge fight this weekend.
Yes,
unfortunately,
we do.
The biggest boxing fight of the year, probably, as Mike Tyson at 58 years old comes out of retirement to take on Jake Paul. And there's been a lot said about this fight. Probably the less said, the better. But since people love it, we might as well reference it. I can tell you from experience, every single year that goes by now is like an exponential increase in years of wear and tear on your body. And for Mike Tyson to come out of retirement at 58 years old, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's yes, it is.
I'm going to watch it.
Of course. It's a freak show. It's two dogs boning on the side of the road. I mean, that's what it is. It's an absolute freak show, and they seem to be doing everything to make you want to believe that Mike Tyson has a shot in this. And look, Mike Tyson, it looks to be in incredible shape at 58 years old. The thing is, he looked the same at 13 years old. I mean, he was always a physical freak. He always has been that way. That's why he was heavyweight champion of the world at 19, 20 years old, whatever it was, where he knocked out Trevor Burbick.
No mere human could snort as many lines of cocaine as Mike Tyson did in his prime and still be on this planet. The amount of resilience that man has is unbelievable.
That's true, although I know some people that have done some mountainous amounts of cocaine in their lifetimes, but he looks fantastic. But the thing is, and all the press and all of the gimmicks that they're doing, it makes you know, it's like, there's Paul taking pictures, there's him being a goofball, there's him doing this and that, and Mike Tyson is just killing people in black and white, and they're just showing that training footage, and it's like, yeah. And I know I know you can bet on this fight, which is insane to me as well, too. Not only is it taking place, you can put odds on it, but, I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, I think everybody would love to see Paul get knocked out or at least get his mouth, you know, wired shut for a while. I think that would be doing all of us a favor. But the reality is he's an actual athlete who's in his, what, still late 20s or whatever it is. Yes, he is physically smaller technically than Tyson when it comes to weight, but he's taller, and he's active every day doing this stuff. Honestly, without the rainbow lucky punch that might land in there, is there any shot Mike Tyson wins this?
Well, yeah, because Jake Paul's not the best boxer in the world. I mean, he's out
there.
That's true. He's out there wearing a rooster on his head at the pre-fight skirmish or whatever he was doing. So, yeah, I think it's a 50-50 fight, to be honest.
I would love to see Tyson knock him out. I just don't think that that's the way it's going to go. Are there going to be any warm-ups for this? Have they announced any freak show, like, type of, you know, is KSI coming in there to, like, grapple with somebody or something like that? Is there any pre-card to this?
Yeah.
Are we just tuning into Tyson and Paul?
Amanda Serrano, I believe, is...
Oh. Is she fighting a real person? Because she's good.
Well, yes, I believe she's fighting a real person. Although, I don't know, maybe they got a hologram.
In this day and age, I wouldn't doubt it if they have, like, you know, I don't know. Like, Christy Martin, like, are they pulling her out of retirement to have a fight? I mean, there's going to be a movie coming out here relatively soon with her, if I'm not mistaken. So, I don't know. Which, by the way, who is the... Sydney Sweeney is playing the coal miner's daughter. Have you heard about that?
No, but I will sure go look up photographs as we go off the air.
I have a feeling you should, because amazingly, they actually made Sydney Sweeney actually look like her. It was just absolutely amazing, make her look like Christy Martin. Something I didn't think could happen. One thing I know is going to happen is at some point, this music's going to stop, and we're going to have a break, so I better get out. Wrestling Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano are going to be having their rematch of their 2022 bout at Madison Square Garden on the undercard of Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. One of the few fights, one of the few women's fights that you could actually put in a main event position, at the very least on basic cable television, and that is going to be underneath the Paul Tyson fight on Netflix. And I have not heard one word about that fight or anything else, obviously, that's going to be on that undercard.
Yeah, well, I mean, this weekend's dominated by the two big freak show fights, Tyson Paul, and then John Jones and Stipe Miocic headlining the UFC on Saturday night.
John Jones is going to win that, isn't he? I'm going with Jones, but we'll see.
Is there any question? I would imagine after a near 1,400-day layoff by Stipe Miocic,
God,
has
it
to been... come back in and face... He hasn't fought in Venom fight shorts ever. And he's going to come back and face... somewhat insurmountable task, a fighter no one has been able to defeat except for the legend Matt Hamill, and that is Johnny Bones Jones. The best fighter in mixed martial arts history.
He really is, which is kind of disappointing because he's such a D-bag, and you've had so many instances of him hiding under a ring when the doping agents show up and all of the ridiculous stories. I think the first ridiculous story I had ever heard was I went up and covered the first fight at the Prudential Center, and it was Jones. What was the deal there? I think it was at the Prudential Center, but it was Jones chasing down a robber in Central Park to get a woman's purse back. And it's like, you've got to be kidding me. And it's amazing how many people wrote such glowing things about Jones in the media at the time and then would just completely trash him and everything about him behind his back or not put that in print. And I guess a lot of that had to do with the fact that the UFC held such a tight grip on a lot of their reporters. I mean, there's plenty of stories, Jonathan Snowden and plenty of other people that lost their credentials by being, less than glowing in their praise of UFC. But it's been an amazing run for both of those guys, and that I didn't realize Stipe's been out for that long. And the fact that John Jones is still, number one, a draw, and number two, like you mentioned, arguably the greatest mixed martial arts fighter of all time. Now, I mean, there's George St. Pierre. There are other people I think you can throw into that mix. Do you hold anything against Jones for the fact that there is a question over him and doping and things like that? Do you think there's anything that a black mark against his record at all as compared to somebody else who didn't test positive or doesn't have that shadow over them?
You're going to have to go and look through a long list of guys to find people that did not test positive at the top of this sport at this level, my friend. And that's not even mentioning the number of guys who were on TUEs, TRT, replacement therapy when it was allowed. So how do you quantify those results? You know what I mean? Yeah. PED use is an open, dirty secret across mixed martial arts. And I'm not talking about the devil Osterine. I'm talking about the hard stuff. You got guys taking EPO at the top level. There's a lot of instances. So I'm not sure you can even look at John Jones and go, well, hey, this disqualifies him from, being the greatest ever. Because then who do you start throwing in the conversation? The only one that's going to have a clean record is GSP. And how many people were just accusing him left and right of using stuff over the years? So I think when it comes to mixed martial arts, you kind of just gotta look at the results. And John Jones is the best ever. He's undefeated except for a DQ loss, which is questionable. He got DQ'd for beating a guy up too badly, essentially, in mixed martial arts. But yeah, he's the GOAT.
You know who never tested positive for anything, at least according to him? Josh Barnett. Never. I remember when he got popped by California, we had an interview for him because I can't remember if it was a Pride-based interview or a New Japan. I can't remember what it was, but it was like, well, the CSAC says that this happened. And it's like, well, how do you respond to that? And his response was simply, well, they lied. And I use that as a bridge to get to Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 12 event coming up on November 24th. In a social media post on Tuesday night, Barnett announced that NXT's Carmen Petrovic will face Sumi Sakai at Bloodsport, taking place at the White Eagle Hall in Jersey City, New Jersey. Petrovic is the second NXT wrestler announced for the show, as Charlie Dempsey has already been announced as taking on Akira on the show. The rest of the card so far has Marina Shafir against Jody Threat, Josh Alexander against Speedball Mike Bailey, a battle between Violence is Forever, I like this, Dominic Guarini against Kevin Koo, the former Zaya Lee, who goes by the name Lei Ying Lee now, will face off against Masha Slamovich. And what I will safely assume is going to be the main event, Barnett himself in there with Montel Vontavious Porter, MVP. Do you like this show? I know you'd like it a lot more if you were on it, but as far as how it's laid out right now, what do you think?
I mean, what's not to like? You've got a number of different styles, different types of fighters under this same rule set. You've got Carmen Petrovic, a accomplished karateka, would have been in the Olympics in 2020, I believe, if they had gone down as they were scheduled to.
She was that good? I did not realize that.
Huh. I don't know. Maybe I made that up. It's pro wrestling.
You know, the most
MVP, who most people probably don't know, is a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt himself. He's been training for a long time. And he's got that running drive-by kick, vicious flying Muay Thai boot to the face. Yeah, these shows are always great, and I'm sure this one's, once again, going to deliver.
Interested to see the Josh Alexander Speedball Mike Bailey one, too, because Alexander, obviously a great wrestler, great on the mat, and Bailey with the kicks and everything. It'll be interesting to see how that whole thing plays itself out.
Last time Josh Alexander was in Bloodsport, it was during the pandemic in Indianapolis, and he took on Davey Boy Smith Jr., the now current reigning All Japan Pro Wrestling Triple Crown heavyweight champion. And Josh Alexander was drinking through a straw for the rest of the night after that match.
A guy who likes to drink through straws because he likes to drink, Matt Riddle, is not optimistic that he is going to be Bill Goldberg's final opponent. The man whose name was first on these Bloodsport shows years and years ago now announced recently that he doesn't think that Goldberg wants to step up to the plate. That's what he said on a podcast. What is it here? The Barstool Wrestling Podcast is where he made that comment. Riddle was asked if he and Goldberg had straightened out their beef, which began after Riddle made public comments calling Goldberg an unsafe worker and also that he could beat him in a real fight. He says, me and Bill, we've talked. We were actually on a flight from Saudi. We were on a Saudi show, like one of the Crown Jewel events, as if there were other pro wrestling events going on there where Goldberg and Riddle would have been flying back from. He thinks it was a Crown Jewel event. We had some cocktails, no kidding, and a discussion. I don't think there's any bad blood. I think he has more of an understanding of where I was coming from. I definitely have an understanding of where he's coming from and why he finds what I say disrespectful and things like that. I completely understand. Don't mean it that way. We're professional wrestlers. I'm just spitting facts, and I can back it up. This is what it is. A lot of people in WWE took that as disrespect, but if you fought in the UFC and now you're in WWE, what am I supposed to do? Forget my whole career? It's like, no, I can stretch like 98% of people. As a man who has lived in both worlds right now, Filthy Tom, what is the percentage of people that you believe that you can stretch?
99.9% of them.
That's why you're the man and Matt Riddle's a bum. Bringing up Goldberg again, trying to get some shine here. I mean, it makes for a nice headline and everything. I just could not believe that that was on the front page of the site with the line that he is not optimistic about being Goldberg's final opponent. Yeah, I think the Gunther thing is going to work itself out just fine, I believe.
I would like to say it's perhaps possible that it was not a crown jewel event. It could have been the greatest Royal Rumble that they were on together.
I guess right. So. That's possible, I guess. Sure.
Yeah. And quite frankly, I mean, Matt Riddle's right. If I were Goldberg, I would tread lightly because he doesn't have the best track record. If I remember every time he's backing up fighters, back in Pride, his favorites would routinely lose when he was doing commentary. And then just weeks ago, we saw him in the corner at 1FC, I believe in the corner of Liam Harrison, who got annihilated in the first round, but Goldberg was back there slamming his head into the lockers, hyping him up as he was on his way out there to get slaughtered. So,
no shot that Dynamite gets slaughtered in the ratings by NXT tonight because, well, they're running by themselves. NXT was last night. We'll get to that in the next segment. But tonight, live on TBS, Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport, Connecticut, Penelope Ford against Dr. Britt Baker, Roderick Strong, Lance Archer, Adam Cole, Konosuke Takeshita, Hangman and Christian Cage against Jay White and Juice Robinson, FTR against the House of Black, Swerve and Leo Rush. And I'll get to the rest of what's been going to be going on that show when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Ugh, Bridgeport.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Let me tell you something about sports washing. Just to continue a conversation from through the break. So Turkey Al-Sheikh is going to buy, or the Saudis are going to buy, Ring Magazine, which has been dormant now in print form for several years. It's only online. I think there's one boxing magazine out there, and it's like it's quarterly or something like that that comes out. So he is going to be bringing back the Ring. What's going to be interesting is, because, again, I try to stay away from anything being sports washed, but it may be difficult here at some point with the way that actual professional sports contracts are going up, where it is going to be almost, it's hard for me to believe that Qatar, Saudi Arabia, other places are not going to really start investing or be asked to invest into some of these sports teams to try to bring in some cash flow. Obviously, you see the cash flow that they give away to WWE, $50 million a pop or whatever it is for the shows that they're running over there. It seems like that's something, and I could be wrong, and this isn't exactly the forum for it, but we talk about boxing, we talk about WWE with the Saudis. I mean, MMA, obviously, you see that tie-in. It's hard to believe that they're not going to be doing more investing into existing NBA, NHL, whatever sports franchise is here. Am I crazy for thinking that?
No, absolutely not. I mean, there are other companies that are taking money or being invested in when it comes to mixed martial arts by these countries in the Middle East, right? I believe the Saudis also own a portion of the PFL.
Yeah.
Right? There's Brave Fighting Championship. There's UAE Warriors. And I would, imagine that those are set up in a way in which, you bring in fans, you get the event. I mean, they're probably putting out money for them. And I'd assume it's going to happen, more and more in the long run. Although with boxing, as you mentioned, I believe the big push now is for, no more Riyadh season outside of Saudi Arabia, but now to try to get people to go to Saudi Arabia for these big events.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. But anyway, let's get back to the wrestling point.
Why? Yeah. Why couldn't you do it?
Number one, that's a long flight, and I'm not doing that. I don't like to fly really anyway, let alone across an ocean for that amount of time to go to a country that, I don't know, man. I don't know. Now, I know you've been over in the Middle East and everything. It's no sweat off your back or anything.
Been
like
around
that,
the world. But... Nah, yeah.
And no, I always wanted to go to Egypt, and I think that's going to be out ever since Mubarak got overthrown and everything that shook out there. I don't think I'll be going, but it just
Do you want me to call in a favor from Karam Gabbar?
No, because he'll find out that I was a big fan of Kazuyuki Fujita. You remember what happened there?
Yes, I do.
That's what happens when Olympians go in overconfident and get knocked out by professional wrestlers on pride shows. You never saw him ever try that again. And in fact, he was one of the guys I remember that
I think it was a K1 Dynamite
I just remember he was one of the guys that was really being looked at as somebody that could be in professional wrestling. And then after that happened, I don't think I ever heard from the guy again after that. I don't think in fight form, not in amateur wrestling form for sure, and obviously not professional wrestling. Knocked all the hope right out of that man. As yeah, Tom looks something
I
up.
I believe he's doing pretty well in Egypt, actually.
Probably.
And another instance in which I use all of my brain power in the past to remember absolutely pointless minutiae and details, because it did take place, K1 Dynamite, December 31st, 2004.
Never saw Johnny Morton fight again, too, but that was a different K1 show, which brings up different laughable memories. But Swerve Strickland and Leo Rush, I don't know if I said that before the break when it comes to tonight's Dynamite. Also, Will Ospreay will appear. Bobby Lashley will appear. We'll hear from Jamie Hayter. Mina Shirakawa returns. And Jon Moxley will seize the Superstation TBS. Will he be able to help out their production at all? Possibly their sound mixing.
Jon Moxley is going to be the guy you go to for sound mixing. I'd imagine he's more like a caveman in the back pressing the buttons. But
well, what is maybe it? I'm what wrong. Does it mean that he's going to seize the Superstation TBS? And is that something that you want to advertise ahead of time? I mean, if he was going to seize it, I mean, now wouldn't they have security set up? Wouldn't TBS have somebody there? WBD?
You would think that, but I've noticed that AEW has a relatively poor security force when it comes to these things. They need a man to step up and make sure things are secure. They need a man to step up and make sure things are safe, make sure things are on lockdown. And that man, the next Doug Dillinger, you could be looking at him, but you're not. I recommend Roadblock from WCW.
I think he may have passed away, Roadblock did, quite some time ago. But how about...
Well, maybe he's currently in charge of their security then, because Jon Moxley just seems to do whatever he wants.
Exactly. Well,
how did Darby Allin get up in the ceiling a few weeks ago? Don't you think they'd have that figured out?
That's been one of those wrestling ones that we've never even asked. You know how we talk about like wrestler paralysis, that it really afflicts so many guys, like somebody's music hits and then everybody just goes... And they just stare. Like, nobody ever said, why is Sting, how did he get up into the stands? Nobody ever questioned that. So I think that's the extension of Sting, is if nobody's questioning Sting, nobody's going to question how Darby got up there either. Just a thought. Well, I don't know. Thanks for letting me transition poorly here. Now I know what Brian goes through when he does this show with me. To CW and NXT, which I made Tom watch because he had to do the show today. And the show opened with Jakara Jackson and Lash Legend against Stephanie Vaquer and Julia. Julia pinned Jakara after she and Vaquer hit a double V trigger in about 11 minutes. It was a solid opening to the match. And Jakara Jackson has gotten better, which is amazing that if somebody continues to wrestle, that they may actually pick things up and get better. Lash Legend has as well. She is a physical freak compared to some of the women that they have on that roster, even some of the people on the main roster. At some point, if they can actually round into something, Jakara and Lash, they will be impactful on that main roster. But there's been talk about pushing them up there sooner rather than later. I don't want to see that happen, although I do want to see Noam Dar, when he comes back, possibly up on the main roster, which would then go ahead and bring everybody up. But then we got the first of three Iron Survivor Challenge qualifying matches. Yes, sir?
Can I say something, actually,
sure,
about that?
Yeah.
Because I think that Jakara Jackson and Lash Legend should be on the main roster, because to me, they are two instances of which I think they will step up and rise to the occasion. I think Lash Legend has been a high-level athlete her whole life, and I think put into a situation in which she gets to wrestle better people, she gets to be on the main roster environment. I think she is, you know, one of the few prospects that you could say this about with limited experience that would step up and, you know, look better in the long run for being up there earlier.
I think Obafemi has that potential as well, too, just on the men's side of things. You know, he's only had really a handful of matches in his entire career. since he came out, and obviously they believed him in enough to make him one of the faces of NXT, make him the North American champion, and he's done that very well. I could see him going up to the main roster and actually succeeding there as well, too.
I agree, especially hot on the heels of guys like Francis Ngannou and Rug taking over the combat sports world. You know, we need an African star on the main roster, I think.
Sol Ruka defeated Cora Jade with the Soul Snatcher in about 3.5 minutes. There really wasn't much to say about it. It was fine. It went quickly, and I thought Cora was going to get the victory, but they're putting Sol Ruka in the Iron Survivor Challenge, so there you go. Backstage, Carmen Petrovich. She was talking with Dion Lennox, and her mind was completely on Ashante the Adonis. That's when Carly Bright walked over, then followed by Ashante walking over. And at the time, I didn't realize this, they made a mixed tag match for next week between Carmen and Ashante against Dion and Carly. But how the segment ended, it was open. So they never actually said that was going to happen. They ended up saying it later on in the show. After a commercial came back to a bunch of people in a boardroom talking to Ava, at the end of it, basically what it comes down to is there's going to be tag team wars taking place to see who comes and faces Axiom and Nathan Frazier next. We finally saw Josh Briggs again. He walked out of there. We end up seeing him later on. He's got Yoshiki Inamura of Pro Wrestling Noah with him.
It's like, what?
Sure, why not, I guess. They were talking until Eddie Thorpe came in to yell at Ava about always blowing him off. And Ava said, look, I know you need a shot. I know you want a shot. And so he is going to be in one of the Iron Survivor Challenge matches that's going to be coming up. Trick Williams came out for an in-ring promo calling out Ridge Holland. Instead, he got Andre Chase, who told him he's not done with Ridge. Seems like Trick was about to offer Ridge a shot, or Andre Chase a shot at the NXT Championship when Holland's music hit and he came down to the ring, and he is by far the most hated man when it comes to that performance center on the roster. They were booing him the entire time. You would have thought it was Dominic Mysterio or, you know, Don Callis in there, the way they boo throughout the entire thing. Chase told Holland he wants one more match with him. Ridge said no. Chase then said he would put Chase U on the line for the match. And Ridge says he didn't care about the university, but then thought about it and said, okay, I'll take it. And if he wins the match, Chase U has got to disband. Riley, Duke, and Thea need to go their own way. Later on, when Andre Chase was talking to them, they didn't seem to be real confident in Andre's chances of being able to defeat Ridge Holland for the number one contendership and go on for the NXT title. Will you be sad if Chase U goes away? I will.
I'm not very confident in Mr. Chase's chances here either against Ridge Holland. I think Chase U is not long for this world, but I'm sure one day they'll be reunited. So we can look forward to that. Maybe 4 years down the road when graduation should have taken place.
Now, I don't know why the first match with the women, with Sol and with
Cora
went 3.5 minutes. I have no idea why that happened. And they gave 4.5 minutes to Adriana Rizzo and Nikita Lyons in a bad match. It was just bad. And there's a great example of somebody not getting enough reps when it comes to either one of those women's. Lyons been hurt for a while. And Rizzo, who is a great cartoon character standing with the D'Angelo family, like, at some point, if she's going to wrestle, maybe you ought to let her have some more matches.
Unfortunately, Nikita Lyons missed her timing. She was, you know, in a better place before the injury. She came back, and I don't know, to me it seems like she's almost got nowhere to go right now. And if she had a place to go, it should probably be to the hospital, the cemetery, the morgue, because Rizzo, at the end of the match, hit her in the back of the head with a crowbar. That's assault, brother.
And battery, I believe. I know. You're upset. Thank Dom there for throwing in the music before Tom did any cursing or anything like that.
A little bit of R.A. the Rugged Man in the house, huh?
Yes,
just like
is.
That. Just like that review. Quite rugged.
We still got a little bit more to go, which we will after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. I want to hear Tom actually sing some R.A. the Rugged Man bars. I want to hear him actually do some of definition of a rap flow at that speed. Do you think you can do it?
Absolutely not. I would butcher the great work of R.A. the Rugged Man. Are you kidding me? We've got to cover the rest of this NXT show anyways.
Who is fast and bouncy? Javon Evans is fast and bouncy. Oh, see, I thought you were going to play the music throughout the whole thing. He defeated Lexus King in about 9.5 minutes because Lexus King still won't do anything dirty like his father did. And then it was time for the NXT Women's North American title rematch. Fallon Henley defending against the queen of superfluous moves, Kalani Jordan. Tom, what'd you think?
If you are a lover of superfluous moves, this match right up your alley. My brain almost exploded at one point trying to decipher the physics of a move that Kalani Jordan did, a rolling thunder into a standing shooting star press. I mean, she did it. I couldn't figure out why. But I digress.
Just to get a two count, that's why. And Kalani looked like she had the match won after a split-legged moonsault, but JC put Fallon's foot on the ropes. Kalani kicked Fallon, stopped Jasmine from interfering, went for a roll-up. Fallon kicked out, pushed Kalani right into a punch in the face by JC, and Fallon got the victory. And that's it. Andre Chase against Ridge next week. Carmen and Ashante against Brinley and Dion. Tony D'Angelo against Brooks Jensen. And the Iron Survivor Challenge matches continue. Filthy Tom Lawler and I might continue this show tomorrow. We'll find out.
Yep.
Thank you, producer John. Thank you, producer Dom. We shall talk to you again after a while.